Welcome back to the Yappy Program. I'm LT here with y'all. Prince William is here with me as well. I have a really important question to ask you, Prince William. And Samantha, who is our new person behind the board today. She's training, and she's doing a very good job. She's nervous. But who wasn't their first day behind on the board, right?
We are firm believers in throwing babies in the pools, just seeing if they'll swim.
Trial by fire. Yep.
So that's what we're doing. It took me like 2 weeks to do what she's doing, and we're just like, nope, do it.
I mean, I don't mind. I learn better, like, you know, on the job training, hands on. But I'm not gonna lie, that last little mishap, everybody's staring at me, and I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Look, I didn't know you hadn't been shown how to do that.
Well, you know, in all fairness, like, he is trying to teach me a lot in one setting, so it was good.
Prince William is a bad teacher.
No,
right?
So no.
That's basically what she said.
That's what I found out. Okay, so I have an important question before we have this discussion, and it's just a dumb little thing, but I want to talk about it because it's so insane. Prince William, do you believe in ghosts?
Not to the extent that they like to like the movies doing, but I do believe
you believe
in
spiritual
yes.
Spiritual entities of some kind,
yes,
right?
I
okay,
do.
Samantha, do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Okay, see, I kind of do too, but not to this level because there's a TV show apparently that Demi Lovato is part of where she talks about her fascination with extraterrestrials, which you're not allowed to call them aliens, by the way, because that is a derogatory term. You have to call them ETs or extraterrestrials. That is a whole other thing. But now she is also doing like this ghost hunter paranormal investigation thing, which she was kind of already doing with the extraterrestrials because she sang to them. She found apparently a ghost or a spiritual entity of some kind that apparently had trauma, past trauma with men and sexism. I don't know how they knew this, but apparently she somehow found out that this ghost had issues with men and had past trauma with men, so she sang to it to help fix its issues and past trauma with sexism.
Please tell me this is on recording.
Apparently it's through, like, Peacock TV. I have so many questions. From everything that we've seen from Demi Lovato, the singer, in the past 2 years, how do you get to that point? How do you get to where you're talking about you would date an extraterrestrial and that you need to sing to ghosts? It's just incredible to me. And I'm sorry for whoever just called. If you would like to call back, Samantha accidentally hung up on you.
Hey, Kelsey, when it comes to it, you want to come sit at the board?
He's gone.
Oh, man.
He's gone. He left you.
Everybody left me. I'm so sorry. Always caught by
so we press hold and then hang up.
She can do it. It's okay. To be fair, I think I've messed up the phones a billion times. I've even messed them up in like more recent years, and I've been here for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So
when I first started on Dale's show, I hung up on all of you probably at least once.
See, the only thing I've heard about you is that you're mean on the phone.
What?
I think it's just because you have such a sunny demeanor that people just don't understand it at first.
No, I'm really nice to an extent where Dale gets on to me. He's like, you just need to get their name, number, where they're from, and just quit talking because I just want to have a conversation with you.
Would you be this nice to a ghost that said they had past trauma? Would you sing to them? Would you be that nice? Would you talk to the ghost that had past trauma from men and sexism? Maybe you'd be the wrong person because you're a man.
Yes.
So
I would
traumatize them,
yes,
further. They're eternal spirit. You would traumatize them forever, even though they were already traumatized forever, apparently. This is insane.
So how did she explain how she knew they were traumatized from this?
No, just that they somehow knew that this ghost was traumatized by men and by sexism.
The most incredible part about this is where she came from. So like you said, she was a famous singer, and then now she's
singing, Disney Channel star, all that kind of stuff.
Now she's singing to spirits that she doesn't know what they're saying. This is kind of a demotion, is it not? Is she moving backwards or forwards? That's the question.
I think we've seen over the last several years kind of Demi Lovato devolving and deconstructing through time. It's, and all joking aside, seeing stuff like this happen and watching a person change in some of the ways that Demi Lovato has, it is kind of sad because I think it speaks a lot more to mental health. And I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but all I'm saying is that if you look at every single thing that she's done in the last 5 years, I think that it should start more of a conversation about mental health and some of the issues there rather than just ha 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 ha. Because, I mean, okay, singing to a ghost, that is really funny. That is really funny.
There but is an audience for that. Yes.
There's definitely an audience for that. It's very funny. Talking about how you would definitely date an extraterrestrial because she did that as well. It's funny, but at the same time, there's a conversation about mental health in there that, you know, maybe people should be talking about a little bit more. And I think that that's also an area where some of the internet has gotten a little bit too accepting, because you see the interactions that she has online anytime she comes out about anything. And any time stuff like this comes up, if people make any comment like that at all, it's, oh, but that's bullying and you need to be nicer. And how could you say that about another person? But maybe there should be more room for conversations like that to take place, because I just think it's a little messy when you just let people go down that road instead. If you guys would like to weigh in, give us a call, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-WVNN. Tom from Huntsville wants to talk for a moment about some of the school funding situations. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. You know, when you talk about school funding, everybody wants to throw money at a problem, but the one thing they don't want to throw at the problem is, quote, doing some one-on-one, making the kid have a little bit more self-worth, whether they're rich or poor. My father used to tell me, you know, broke is a state of being, poor is a state of mind. And, you know, I think a lot of these kids are both. Yes, they're broke. They don't have any money, but they don't need to be poor in a state of mind as far as their self-worth and being able to learn. And we keep just wanting to throw money instead of actually, you know, trying to, quote, teach the kids how to read, write, and be competent in our society, being able to, quote, fill out a job application, do basic arithmetic, and being able to write.
Yeah, I think
that's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, Tom. Thank you very much for calling. And he brings up a really interesting point and an important part of the discussion when we talk about funding schools and sending more money to school in general, because so often there are people calling for more funding to schools, but they never talk about what they're going to do with that and how these districts that need more money or need better education, how that funding can actually help, when the focus needs to be, honestly, in giving kids more of a one-on-one education, especially for those who need it, giving them more help where it's necessary. And then, like Tom mentioned, some of the, I guess you could say, like, the culture at some of these schools around some of these kids, trying to boost their self-esteem in those ways and actually making them realize that it's like, you know, you can succeed in your education. That needs to be a lot more the focus than just let's throw money at a school district and maybe that'll make a difference. Whereas we've seen money go to waste in school districts constantly.
Exactly. And that's just the political way to solve issues. We think money solves all issues, but if you look at other states that have less dollars per kid, they're doing much better than Alabama. So it's not a money issue. I'm not advanced enough to know exactly what the issue is, but it's probably a mix between teachers and then students' mentality.
Yeah, I think that
money's not. I don't think money's the issue, because we do a good bit of money. We're not as much as other states, but other states that have less have better kids than us.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely a constant issue with some of that, and you just need to make the dollar go as far as it possibly can in every single school district. I think that's one of the only ways you're going to help a lot of these kids. And again, like I said, changing some of the culture at some of these schools, especially if you're a school district that has a higher poverty rate, making sure those kids feel like they can succeed in their education and reminding them of that, it goes a really long way. Because you look at a kid that has a higher self-esteem versus one that might have a lower self-esteem based on any type of circumstances, it makes a huge impact in the way that they do, not only with their education, but also just in their lives in general. It can make a legitimate difference. And there needs to be, like I said, more focus on just one-on-one education as well for the kids who really need that help.
And let's tie it to the national news as well, with critical race theory going around the nation. And just really, many students now are being taught, well, their past is racist, their present is still racist, and their future is still going to be racist. So why would a student in the black community do well if they're taught, well, they can't go any higher than the white people let them? I mean, why would you try? I mean, that mentality, that limit you placed on them is a ceiling that they're told they can't that they can't go past. That's why when you see immigrants come in and their children don't go through a school system, or maybe were homeschooled or something, they do so much better. Those immigrants that come in that haven't been taught about the racism and the ceiling over their head, they do so much better demographically.
Kids pick up on so much, and a lot of adults don't give credit to kids enough about how much they pick up on, but they pick up on so much, and especially with some of those subliminal messages that you could be sending to those kids with that type of education. They pick up on it, they realize it, and that impacts them in a really big way. But people don't want to recognize that. People don't want to talk about that, because then that undermines their political agenda with childhood education in a lot of ways. And when you start talking about improving kids' education and improving math scores and reading scores and some of the really core subjects that kids need to understand and be able to comprehend, critical race theory is nowhere in there. Because if you're actually focusing on bettering children's education from some of the failing school districts in Alabama and even failing school districts in the country, guess what? Critical race theory is not where they're going to start, because that's not at the top of the list, and it shouldn't be where they're starting, because there's a lot of other fundamentals that kids need outside of that. And it, again, that conversation completely goes away, because instead, why don't we just talk about critical race theory and why don't we just try to push that in schools, right? Instead of actually focusing on what kids need. We're going to take a quick time out here, though. It's the Yaffe program. I'm LT. Prince Williams here with us as well, co-hosting for Yaffe while he is out. We'll be right back here in just a minute on WVNN.
You're listening to Yaffe on WVNN.